字，因为我会讲的不好哈，很长，啊，跟那个妈咪一样很长，所以呢，就一个代号，我们叫 Mrs. D 哈。那要介绍她，可能我最熟，除了妈咪以外，妈咪今天休息不能不来哈，所以我来介绍一下哈。大概在可能快20年前。经过妈咪的邀请，请Sister D 到台湾去带我们的儿童营会，因为我们有刚开始的 TLC 那个 Dr. Rab 的太太 Mrs. Helen， 她去了，等于给我们开了一个门之后呢，Sister D 就被邀请到那边做儿童的营会。我记得第一次她坐到我们那个中心的 van 的厢车的时候哈，那她就在车子上拿着一本百合的杂志。然后这样子，看到我啊，到哪了哈？我说奇怪，他怎么会拿一个中文杂志？你知道为什么吗？而且还到哪？他很害怕，他坐车坐得很害怕。你们怎么都不笑呢？在台湾开车过，你知道在中国也是一样，他坐到很害怕，所以这样挡着啊。所以呢？Do you remember that? You remember that? Terrible. 所以不是只有中国哈，台湾也是一样哈。就这样子，有几次他就继续的去，而且呢啊，他的先生是我们孩子的高中老师 ，high school teacher. James is here. 我的儿子在这里哈，啊，很惊讶哈，他可以在这里见到他哈。那我们也谢谢他的先生容许让他的妻子去跟我们，好像有两次 ，three times or two times， 两次。然后在台湾第一次碰到地震，他没有不知道什么叫地震，然后他说 earthquake， 虽然台湾有很糟糕的经验，但是他为我们的营会立下了一个信息的根基，就是创造 creation。We really get the benefit very, very much. We appreciate it. 我们很高兴哈，非常感谢神派他的仆人到台湾去，让我们那个营会的一个真理的根基就这样定下来，从创世纪一直到启示录啊。那今天我们哈很荣幸的请到他来跟我们讲跟孩子一起联合崇拜的信息，而且我们也听到啊那个D 老师呢，他为我们献了诗，儿子也在场，好 ，welcome you 哈，儿子也在这里哈，所以呢，今天呢全家都来了，我们用掌声好吗？来欢迎他帮我们释放我们的信息哈。
Just very, very happy to be here today. Now, I've done.
今天非常高兴在这里。
Okay. I've done children's ministry for a lot of years, and so I have to tell the children something. My son is here, and he knows this is true.
我做儿童事工呢已经很多年了，然后我儿子今天也在这里，他知道我今天要给小孩子讲一个事情。
I can never speak to the children without telling them the same thing.
每次我跟小孩子讲的时候，都会告诉他们同样的事情。
Whenever I talk to the children, there's something that I always have to have the children do.
然后每次我跟孩子讲的时候呢，我都要让他们也做同样一件事情。
So first of all, I have to know that all the children are looking at me.
我想。小朋友们，是不是你们都在看着我？
I'm just the kind of teacher that has to have all of the attention.
我就是这样的老师，我需要你们所有的注意力都在我这儿。
So, first of all, I have to see all the boys and girls looking at me.
所以我要所有的孩子们都看着我。
Oh, I see somebody's even waving at me. And...I have to know that all your papers are on the seat. Nobody's playing with anything.
然后你们手上的东西都要放下来。
That's just the kind of teacher I am.
我就是这样的老师。
Then I know that helps you to pay close attention. Then the other thing is, I know that God gave you two ears, right?
神给了你们两个耳朵，是不是？
So I just want to know, are both ears listening today?
所以我要你们知道，你们两个耳朵都在听。
Ah, good job. So now that we've got that settled, let me tell you a few important things.
啊，那现在你们都准备好了，然后呢，我要告诉你们几件事。
When I was thinking about coming today, I said, what will I tell them?
我今天在准备我的讲道的时候呢，我一直在想，我应该讲点什么呢？
Well, the more I thought about it, I remembered when I was a little girl, sitting there just like you.
我在准备的时候呢，我一直在想，然后我就想到了我在这么小的时候。
And I thought about a couple of verses in the Bible that are very, very important to me.
然后我想到了在那个圣经里面有两个经节非常重要的。
So first of all, I want to tell you these two very important verses. And as you're growing up, you will find that these verses can be very important in your life, just like they've been important in my life.
然后这两句圣经呢，对我来在我的生命当中非常的重要。然后我就想要孩子们也知道，在以后你们长大的过程中，这两句圣经对你们来说也会非常的重要。
In the book of Psalms, there's a very important verse that says,
在诗篇里面有一句经句是这样说的。
In chapter 37, it says, Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
在诗篇的37篇第四节说，要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Now to me, that means find your greatest happiness in the Lord, and he'll give you the deepest desires of your heart.
对我来说，这就意味着我们要，这是要爱耶稣，以耶和华为乐，他就会将你所心里所求的赐给你。
Now I know kids.Sometimes children can be kind of selfish.
我知道孩子呢，他们有的时候也是会自私的。
I know, because one time I was a kid just like you are.
我为什么知道呢？因为我以前也是小孩。
Now, maybe you think this verse means, oh, sure, I'll be happy in Jesus, and then I can make my list and tell him exactly all the things I want.
然后我可能你们可能就会想哦，那我会以耶和华为乐，这样我就可以告诉神我想要什么什么什么，然后神都会给我。
No, sorry, it doesn't work like that.
但是不是这样的。
But if you learn to find your greatest happiness, your really, really deepest happiness in the Lord, he knowsThe deepest, deepest, true desires of your heart.
但是当你真正的是爱神，以神为乐的时候，神会知道你最深的，那个要想求的是什么。
Now he knew when I was growing up, the Lord knew that there were two deep desires in my heart.
所以在我长大的过程当中呢，神知道在我的心里面最深处有两个愿望。
And later, there was a third deep desire in my heart.
然后后来呢，又有一个，就是有三个最深的愿望在我的心里。
And I thought sure, I just thought sure that the Lord.Would give me all three desires of my heart.
那我非常确定，神会将我心里面这三个最深的愿望赐给我。
I loved him, and I learned to serve him.
我爱他，我想为他做事。
I was sure that he would give me all three desires of my heart.
所以我很确定神会将我心里这三个愿望都赐给我。
Well, here's what happened.
Okay, 然后我现在跟你讲一讲是什么事情。
When I was a little girl, there was a man that came into our neighborhood knocking on doors.
在我小的时候呢，在我们的那个住的那个地方来了一个人，然后他就挨家的去敲门。
And he invited all the families, all the children to come to church.
然后他就开始邀请所有的住在那儿的人呐、啊，小人、小孩、大人，就一起要去教会。
But my parents were not Christians, and they did not want to go to church.
但是我的父母他们不是基督徒，所以他们不想去。
But my parents, my father knew this man, and he knew he could be trusted.
但是我爸爸呢，认识这个人。他觉得他是可以信赖的。
And so my father said, the children could go to church. And I said, yes, yes, I want to go.
那个，所以我爸爸就说，那可以，孩子可以去。
And even when I was a child, I said, well, if it's good for me to go, it's good for my brothers to go.
所以呢，我就在想，如果我可以去的话，我的弟弟也可以去。
And so, because I was the bossy big sister,
因为我是个大姐姐。
I told my brothers, "You go with me."
然后我就给弟弟他们说，你们也跟我一起去。
And so I would get their clothes ready, and I would make them breakfast, and I would say, "Come on, you go to church with me."
所以呢，我就会把他们的衣服都准备好，然后把早餐都准备好，然后就说，好，你们都跟我一起去教会。
They really would like to stay home and play, and I said, "No, there might be a prize." And they wanted a prize, so they would go to church with me.
所以呢，我就他们有的时候他们想待在家里玩，可是我就给他们说，然后你们要去教会，可能会有奖品的，就为了那些奖品的，所以我的弟弟就跟我一起去教会了。
Well, when we were sitting in church, we would hear the wonderful stories from God's Word.
然后我们到教会以后呢，就听到有关神的故事。
And when I heard the stories about God the Creator, I believed them.
当我听到神这个创造者的他的故事的时候呢，我就相信了。
And when I heard the stories about how God had sent His only Son to die on the cross, I believed that story was true.
当我听到说神把他唯一的爱子赐给我们，当我听到的时候，我也就相信了。
And when I heard the story that the Lord Jesus, God's only Son, how He came to earth and He grew up and He died on the cross, I believed that story was true.
当我听到说耶稣就是神唯一的儿子来到这个世上为我们的罪钉死在十字架上，当我听到的时候，我相信。
And when I heard the story about sin,And that even children have sin, but that sin could be forgiven, I believed all of that was true.
当我听到说每个人都犯了罪，甚至连孩子也是有罪的，我听到的时候，我也相信了。
And when the teacher said, even children could have their sins forgiven, even children could have a clean heart,I made my choice to ask Jesus to forgive my sins.
当我听到说我们每个人都有罪，孩子也是有罪，但是神他可以赦免，耶稣可以赦免我们的罪。当我听到的时候，我就选择我要相信。
Now my brothers went to church with me, and they heard the same stories, and they knew the stories were real.
我弟弟呢，他弟弟们也跟我一起去教会，他们也听到这个故事，他们知道这个故事是真的。
They knew that they had sin.
他们也知道他们也犯了罪。
But they did not make the same choice.
但是他们没有跟我做一样的选择。
My brothers, even as they got older, and once in a while they would go to church, and they would hear the same truth.But they did not make the same choice.
我的弟弟跟我一样，他们也是有的时候，他们也还是会去教会，然后听到同样的事情。他们也知道这是真的，可是他们没有跟我一样做出这么一个决定。
And even today, Now, when my brother gets in trouble, when my brother ends up in jail, oh, then he turns to God.
所以后来我的弟弟们呢，他们犯错，甚至进了监狱，然后他们才知道，那个他们需要向神认罪。
But when the trouble is over, then he turns another way.
但是好像他们境遇好起来的时候，又没什么麻烦的时候，好像他们又跟神又没有关系了。
But another thing that happened when I was growing up, there was something that I loved. I loved going to church, and I loved hearing the stories of Jesus, but there was something else I loved too.
在我小的时候呢，除了去教会，然后爱主以外，还有一件事情也是我很想要的。
Just like I loved going to Sunday school, of course,I also had to go to school, right? Just like you do.
就像你们每个礼拜天要来那个儿童主日学，我们平常呢也要去学校上学。
And of course, when I went to school, just like you, I learned to read.
然后去上学呢，我去上学也会要读书。
Oh, that was one of the greatest loves of my life. I love to read books.
这就是我。最喜欢的一件最喜欢的事情之一就是
读书。I see, oh, go ahead. I see some of the children are raising their hands. They love to read too.
我看见有的小朋友在举手了，他们也爱读书。
Well, I especially love to read books about children because let me tell you this. When I was young, I was very poor.
我小时候长大的时候呢，家里很穷。
So I love to read books about real people.Especially people, children that were born poor, but they became somebody important.
所以我那个时候我就特别爱读，就是有关就是一些真人的传记，就是他们小时候家境很穷，然后他们怎么样长大了以后成为一个有用的人。
They would work very hard, and they would study very hard.And some of them became president of the United States.
他们会很努力去学习，然后有的呢长大以后成为总统。
Or they became doctors or lawyers.
或者是他们长大以后成为律师，成为医生。
Or nurses or astronauts or scientists.
或者是科学家、护士、那个宇航员。
Well, I decided that I wanted to go to college.And become somebody important.
所以那个时候我也想，哎呀，我就很想能够读大学，然后长大了呢，能够成为一个很重要的人。
So that was the first deep desire of my heart was to go to college.
所以这是我心里面就是很深的其中的一个愿望，就是能够上大学。
Now you have to understand when I was growing up.Where I lived and in my family, for girls to go to college was not important.
可是你们要知道，在我的长大的那个背景，在我的家庭当中，作为一个女孩子上大学对他们来说不是一件很重要的事情。
In my family, nobody on my mother's family, nobody in my father's family had ever been to college.
在我的家里面，不管是我爸爸那边还是妈妈的那边的家里面，没有人是上过大学的。
And my father said, "Why do you want to go to college?"
然后爸爸
girls grow up to get married and have babies.
我爸爸就会说，你干嘛要想上大学呢？女孩子嘛，长大就是嫁人生孩子。
Well, as I was growing up, I realized that.Yes, I do want to be a wife, and I do want to be a mother. But I wanted to go to college.
但是呢，我的心里面就还是有那个愿望。是的，我是想要结婚，要生孩子，可是我还是想上大学。
And I knew I would never be president of the United States.
我也知道我可能永远做不了总统。
And I would never be a scientist or an astronaut.
我可能也永远不会成为一个科学家或者是一个宇航员。
It would be a wonderful thing to be a doctor, but I would never be a doctor.
哦，如果能成为医生肯定很棒，但是我肯定是成不了医生的。
But a nurse? Oh, I could help a lot of people if I was a nurse.
但是呢，如果是我能成为一个护士的话，我肯定会帮到很多的人。
And that became my second dream. That was the desire of my heart to be a nurse.
所以呢，我的第二个梦想，我的心愿就是能够成为一名护士。
And so now.The Lord knew I had two deep desires, go to college and be a nurse.
所以呢，那个时候我心里面就有两个心愿，两个梦想，一个是上大学，然后呢，就是能够成为一名护士。
And so when I got in high school, I took all the classes that would prepare me to go to college and to be a nurse.
所以呢，我高中的时候就修了很多那个可以预备我能够上大学，然后读护士的那些课。
Now remember, my family was poor. There was no money to go to college and be a nurse.
所以你们，可是你们要知道，我家里很穷，没有钱供我上大学，然后成为护士。
But I knew it would happen somehow. My father bought me two suitcases, and my cousin bought me a suitcase.
所以那个时候要去上学的时候，爸爸给我买了两个皮箱，然后我的表哥或者表姐也买了一个皮箱给我。
And I only had three outfits of clothes to wear.
可是我只有三件衣服。
So now I had three suitcases and only three outfits to put in.
所以呢，我有三个大皮箱，然后只有三件衣服。
But you know girls, We have all these other things we think we can't live without.
但是我有很多其他的别的东西。
So I decided I would go to Bible college first.
所以我就决定我要先去圣经学校。
I knew at Bible college I could get a job and pay my way.
所以呢，我知道我是圣经学校毕业以后呢，我就能找到工作，就可以那个付房租，可以自己付房租。
And then I could go to nurses training.
然后呢，我就可以再去上护士学校。
Now, here's what I have to tell you. When I went to Bible college, my good friend Carol went also.
Okay, 我去上那个圣经学校的时候呢，我有一个好朋友 Carol, 她也去了。
And Carol said, I don't care a thing about education.I just want to find a good Christian husband.
然后 Carol 呢，她跟我说，我来上那个圣经学校呢，我不关心这些教育啊什么，我只是在这儿来找个好丈夫。
And I said, I don't care about a husband. I don't care about a boyfriend. I said, Carol, I have wanted to go to college since I was a little girl. I want an education.
那我就说呢 ，Carol， 我不关心找一个好男朋友或者是丈夫。我从小我就想上大学，现在我在大学了，我就要好好的学。
Now remember, Carol wants the husband. Mrs. D wants an education.
所以呢，你们要记得 ，Carol 呢是想来找一个好先生，我呢是想来受教育。
The first week of class.
然后在学校的第一个礼拜呢。
Carol says, look out the door. Look by the water cooler.
Carol 就第一个礼拜的时候 ,Carol 就说，诶，你看看外面那个饮水机旁边。
I looked out there, and here's this handsome blonde boy.
然后呢，就在那个旁边呢，就有一个。
With these blue eyes.
英俊的蓝眼睛的男孩子。
And she said, he's smiling at you.
然后他就说，哦，他在对你笑。
And I said, no, he's not. And I look all around, and there's no other girl. He's smiling at me.
然后呢，我就说，哦，他不是在冲我笑，可是我朝周围看了，没有别人，他就是在冲我笑。
And the next day, he's at the water cooler again. And he's looking in my classroom, and my heart's going, I'm sunk. By the end of the school year, who's getting married?
所以呢， 第一个学年结束以后，你猜是谁先结婚了？是我。
When he asked me to marry him, I said, "But I want to be a nurse."
然后他让我问我愿不愿意嫁给他的时候呢，我就说，可是我想成为一名护士啊。And
he said, "It's okay. I'm going to college. You can go to college. You can be a nurse. I'll help you. It'll work out."
然后他就对我说，没关系的，你还可以继续上学啊，然后我还可以帮你，然后你可以成为一名护士。I
said, "Okay." So we got married, and I started nurses training. Now, when I was going to Bible college, I got a job at a hospital. So that's the way I went to nurses training. The hospital was paying for me to go to nurses training.
所以呢，我在那个圣经学校上学的时候呢，我就一边是在那个医院里面那个打工，然后这个经历呢，就也帮助我可以完了以后毕业以后可以去继续去那个护士学校上学。So
now I finished 1 year of nurses training. So now I'm in the second year of nurses training.
然后呢，我就上完一年的护士学校，然后进入第二年。And
of course, it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
当然，这真的不是一件很容易的事情，非常的难。I'm
coming down to the end of the quarter, and I'm so tired, and I'm saying, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm quitting. And my husband said, "You can do this." "No, I can't." "Yes, you can." "No, I can't."
因为对我来说，我觉得实在太难了。多少次我都给自己说，哎，我不行了，我得要，我要放弃了，我念不下去了。可是每次我的先生都对我说，你能做到的。然后我就说，我不能，我做不到。然后他都总是鼓励我，你可以。My
husband said, "You didn't start to quit."
我先生说,
"Keep right on going."
我先生说，你已经开始了，就不要放弃。I
said, "All right, two more weeks, two more weeks. That's it. I'm going to finish this quarter. That's it."
我就说 ，OK，再读两个礼拜，就把这一门读完就好了。And
I would work and stay up all night and write papers and write papers and write papers and write papers and cry and write papers and study and finish the 2 weeks.
然后呢，我就是每天晚上都熬夜，然后写东西，然后读书学习，然后就那个读完了这两个礼拜，把这门课读完。And
then I'd get a week's vacation, and I would be rested.
然后呢，我就可以休息了。Then
I'd do another quarter, and we'd go through the same thing.
然后又开始另外一个学期，然后又做同样的事情。
I'd say, "I can't do this," and he'd say, "Yes, you can. I can't do this. Yes, you can."
然后呢，又是这样，我又觉得我不行了，然后他又鼓励我，你可以，你可以。
We did that the whole second year, and we did that the whole third year.
所以呢，就第二年、第三年都是这么过来的。And
finally, we came to the end of the third year, and I graduated, and there were my two deep desires. I had actually finished college. I had actually become a nurse.
所以呢，三年以后，我居然就从那个护士学校就毕业了。我的两个心愿，上大学和成为一个护士的心愿都实现。And
when I hugged my mom that night and I said, "I did it. I really did it," I should have said, "We did it. My husband and I, we did it."
那天晚上呢，我给我妈妈一个那个拥抱的时候，啊，我终于做到了，我终于做到了。实际上，我是应该说我们做到了，因为是在我的先生的鼓励和帮助之下，我们一起做到了。Now
I told you that because I want you to see, God knew the desire of my heart. Now I thought that I needed to go to nurses training first, and then get married.
那个，我跟你们讲这个目的呢，我就是想让你们知道，神知道我们心里想要什么，他知道我们的心愿。我自己是本来是打算是说，我先要去读护士学校。But
God knew what I really needed.
但是神知道我最需要的是什么。God
knew that I needed my husband in order to make it through nurses training.
我以前是计划我要先去当护士，当了护士以后再结婚。但是神知道，我要先结婚，然后再去读护士。
God knew the desire of my heart. And he knew that I needed my husband to be there, to be strong for me, to say, you're not quitting. You're not quitting. You can do it.
神知道我的心愿是什么，神也知道我需要我的先生在我后面支持我，鼓励我，然后我才不会放弃。
So he knew what I needed to meet the desire of my heart.
所以神知道我需要什么，才能达成我的心愿。
Okay, that's two of the desires of my heart. Now, while I was finishing nurses training, my husband had also finished his college. He had finished his 5-year theology degree. So now, we were ready to move on.
然后呢，我从那个护士学校毕业以后呢，我的先生也毕业，他从他那个神学毕业，然后我们就开始要开始新的生活。
Now the third desire of my heart.
然后我心里面的第三个心愿。
I loved the Lord Jesus. I loved, loved, loved telling stories about Jesus. My husband loved the Lord Jesus.
我爱神，我爱耶稣，所以我心里面就很希望能够把这个事，把那个神和耶稣的事情告诉大家。
The third desire of my heart was to be a missionary.
所以我想成为一名宣教士。
And my husband was okay with that. He said, if God calls us to be a missionary, he was okay with that.
所以呢，我就想成为一名宣教士，然后我先生也同意。
Well, when we graduated from college,God didn't call us right away to be a missionary, but the door opened for us to pastor a church.
但是我先生毕业以后呢，神没有马上让我们出去宣教，而是让我们开始牧会。
So we knew that that would be good experience. It would be good preparation to go to the mission field.
我们知道这是一个好的经验，我们先装备我们自己，然后再出去。
So we went and pastored a church for 3 years.
所以呢，我们就先生就在那里牧会三年。
And during that 3 years, we were invited to go to the Philippines as a missionary.
然后在那三年当中呢，我们也有被邀请去那个菲律宾宣教。
But guess what? God did not make it clear to us that that was His will.
但是那个时候，神没有很让我们清楚的知道，那就是我们要去做的那个时候。
So we did not go to the Philippines.
哦，所以我们就没有去菲律宾。
Instead, we moved to another town and pastored another church.
我们而是呢，我们搬到了另外一个城市，然后又在那个城市呢，又开始牧会另外一个教会。
And in every missionary service, I would cry and cry and say,Here we are, Lord. Send us.
那个，所以每次宣教的那种聚会的时候呢，我都会在神面前哭泣。我就说，神呢，我们在这儿，你派我们去吧。
It was the deep desire of my heart to go to the mission field.
因为是我真的是我心里面的心，我很深的心愿就是希望能够出去宣教。
But we lived in that town for 7 years, and instead of going to the mission field.We went to another town to pastor another church.
所以呢，我们在这个城市呢住了七年，但是在七年当中，我们都没有出去，没有能够出去宣教，而是呢，七年以后我们又搬到另外一个城市，又开始另外一间教会。
And here's what happened in that church.
然后在这第三间教会呢
，When you went into that church, there was a big set of steps.That you had to walk up to go into the sanctuary.
那个教会呢，就是你要去那个敬拜堂的时候，你要上很多级台阶。
Now, kids, you know, if you go up these big set of steps, when you get ready to go home, you have to come down the steps, right?
那当然，你如果是要上去的话，你爬上去了，如果要回去的话，还是要从那个台阶要走下来。
The first time I went in the church, I walk up the steps.And when I turned to come down those steps to go home,
然后那次呢，我第一次到那个教会的时候，我就从那个台阶走上去，走上去了以后，我要回去的时候，又从那个台阶要走下来。
You would not believe what I saw.
你们想不到我看见了什么。
Right there at the bottom of the steps, above the door, there was this big sign.
就在那个楼梯下到最下面的时候，那儿有一个门，门上面呢有一个那个牌子。
And this sign said, "Beyond these doors lie your mission field."
然后那个牌子上就说，走出这个门就是你宣教的合场。
And I'm telling you the truth. The first time I read that sign, it was like an arrow pierced my heart.
当我第一次看见那个牌子的时候，就像那个我的心真的是非常的震撼。
I said, "Here." I knew that it made sense for now.That this was my mission field for now, but I knew that this was God's answer. That He would never, ever send us away to the mission field.
所以呢，我在想，就是在这儿吗？我们的合场，我们宣教的工厂，就是在这个地方吗？
And so I went out of the church.And I thought and thought about this place where we lived. Yes, it's our mission field for now. But the deep desire of my heart was to go to the mission field.
所以呢，我离开教会以后，我心里面就一直在想，是的，神，就是现在，也许这就是我们的合场，就是我们宣教的合场。可是我心里面，我真的很想为你出去。到外面去宣教。
But week after week, I would come in the church, and you can't stay in the church, right? So every time I would go home, I would read that sign, "Beyond these doors lie your mission field."
所以呢，我们每个礼拜都来教会，然后每次离开教会回家的时候，都会看见那块牌子，上面说，走出这个门就是你宣教的合场。
Finally, after several weeks, I read the sign one more time.
所以呢，几个礼拜以后，我再看到这个牌子的时候。
And I said, "Okay, God, I get it."
我就说，神啊，好好好，我明白了，这是你，我知道了。
I said, "Okay, Lord, you know, if this is what you want for us, it's okay."
神啊，如果这就是你想要我们宣教的地方。好的，我愿意。
I said, "Whatever your will is, I want my will to be lost in your will."
如果这是你的心愿的话，我愿意把我的心愿降服在你的旨意下面。
I want my heart to be completely yielded to whatever you want for us.
我愿我的心愿是降服在你的旨意之下的。
And so I just gave up that desire.To ever go away to the mission field.
所以我就把我这第三个心愿，就是要出去宣教这个心愿，就放下来了。
And to just be happy wherever God wanted us to be.
然后就在神要我们在的地方。
And do you know what happened in that church? I had a children's ministry there, and it was wonderful. We didn't have a church full of white people.
在我们这个教在当时那个教会里面呢，我在那儿有一个儿童的事工，然后那个小孩子呢不光是白人的孩子。
In my children's ministry, of course, we had a bunch of white children, but we also had a bunch of black children from the neighborhood coming in.
我们不光是在那个儿童事工的那个我们的教会里面，不光是有白人的孩子，还有很多黑人的孩子。
But then, we also reached in our community.A family from Cambodia.
然后呢，在我们社区里面，后来我们还又来了一家那个Cambodia, 不是阿富汗。
Yeah.
哦，柬埔寨 I'm sorry. Yeah, 柬埔寨的家庭。
And we reached a large number of Vietnamese.
然后还有很多越南人。
And who became wonderful Christians.
然后他们也成为基督徒。
We had an American Indian family.
然后还有一些那个印第安人。
We had a Mexican family.
还有一些墨西哥人。
So it ended up being like an international church. It was wonderful.
所以我们那个教会就变得就像一个国际教会一样，全世界各地的人都有。
It just was truly a mission field in itself.
真的就是一个像一个宣教的合唱一样。
So, meeting the deepest desires of your heart doesn't always happen exactly the way you think it's going to happen.
就是当我们那个神成就我们的心愿的时候，很多时候不是要照我们所计划的那样子来。
Verse 5 of Psalms 37 says, commit your way to the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass.
那个诗篇37篇，它第五节就讲到，当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。
Kids, I can tell you that there's never been a day that I was sorry that I started out serving Jesus.
我想告诉你们的就是，我从来没有后悔过服侍主。
When I was a child, I believed the truth of God's word.
当我还是小孩子的时候，我就相信神的真理。
And then when I became a teenager, I heard a lot of things in school when I was a teenager, I heard a few things that didn't agree with God's word. And when I got into college, I heard a lot more things that didn't agree with God's word.
但是在我成长的过程当中，当我成为青少年，上了中学，上了大学，在我身边听到很多很多的教导呢，是跟神的教导是不一致的。
I did a lot of reading, a lot of thinking, a lot of comparing to God's word.
然后我就自己读了很多东西，然后也做了很多思想了很多。
But always, I came back to the truth of God's word, and this was my foundation. This held me steady.
但是呢，我每一次总是能够回到神的真理当中。这就是我的根基。
Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
你要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Commit your way to Him, and He will bring to pass in your life His perfect will.
所以你把你们心里所愿的交给神，他会为你计划。
Sometimes we lose our way. We get our feet on His path, and then we lose our way. But the only way for true happiness is to get our feet back on His path and follow steadfastly the truth of His word.
有的时候呢，我们会走偏。但是我们要总是要回到神的真理，他的正路上面来，他会指引我们。
Let me tell you, children, something very important. When you hear the truth of God's word, when you hear the truth of God's word, only you can decide, only you can make the choice what you will believe.
当你听到神的真理的时候，听到神的真理的时候，只有你自己，只有我们自己能够选择，做出这个选择。
Nobody can believe for you.
没有人能替我们选。
You must make your choice what you will believe.
你必须要选择你们相信什么。
Only you can decide what will I do with Jesus.In my life,
只有你们自己能够为你们自己决定。耶稣，我们要怎么样做
？Will I accept Jesus? Will I let Him be my very best friend?
我愿意接受耶稣吗？我愿意他成为我最好的朋友吗
？Let's bow our heads. Let's fold our hands. Let's close our eyes.
我们一起低头。
Dear Jesus, we pray right now for every boy and girl, every teenager.
神啊，我们在这里为每一个在这里的孩子、青少年祷告。
We pray that each one will have the courage and the wisdom to accept you and walk your path.
我们真是恳求他们每个人都能有这样的勇气，能够愿意跟随你。
To accept your truth and let it grow in their hearts.
能够接受你的真理，然后让你的真理在他们的心中长大。
To find their greatest happiness in you.
然后能够以你为乐。
That you might work your will and your perfect plan in their lives.
然后就愿你的心意成全在他们的生活当中，生命中。
We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
好，我们请打开我们的周报，我们把这个圣经节念一次。诗篇第37:4-5。Not yet. Sit down. Okay. 好 ，Thank you. 啊，谢谢你们，好专心哈。好，又要一起来，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。哎，玉川走了。OK， 好，我问一个问题哈。刚才老师说，怎么样才是你最快乐一生里面可以快乐的事情？来，谢涛，麻烦你。怎么样是我们可以真的快乐？你翻一下，翻一下就好。
Sorry， 再说一遍。
好，怎么样可以让我们成为最快乐的人？什么样是你可以最快乐的？是你得到一个 iPad， 你有一个奖品，是什么样让你最快乐
？Okay, children, I have a question for you. What will make you very, very happy?
刚才老师讲的
，get a gift or get an iPad. What can make you truly happy?
Okay, 妹妹，再大声一点。讲中文，我知道你会讲中文。你有你心里的意愿，然后在哪里 ？In God， 对不对？在神里面才有真正的快乐。大人们，阿们吗
？So our true joy is in Jesus.
只要相信，当你说我要在主里面得到快乐的时候 ，But you have to do something. Believe, only believe.
When we say our deepest joy is in
believe,
Jesus, is to believe.
Jesus, only believe. 只要相信，凡事都能成就。只要相信，你们会唱，只要相信，对不对？来，只要相信，只要相信，凡事成就，只要相信，只要相信，只要相信，凡事都能成就，只要相信。等一下，妈妈把我降到 C 大调。好，小朋友看着我 ，OK？ 你不会唱中文，可是你会比动作来。只要 only one, show me your one, only 只有一个啊
only one,
只要相信，相信用你的心来相信
believe
all things,
with your heart.
凡事都能成就 OK 成就
everything will be OK
只要相信
only
one more time 只要相信
only.
只要相信凡事都能成就，只要相信，再来，只要相信。Only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible. All things are possible. possible, only believe.